freedom. Many people around the world do not experience freedom of any kind. Here in America, we are blessed with this, but we don't realize how we obtained it. Come seek out the details of how and why we have this liberty, and find out why it is so important to vote.
Well, hello everyone. This is Marcus.
And Trisha.
And we are, of course,
the Messengers.
Right.
That's right.
We're excited about today, and we've got a great show for you. I really think this is going to be something that will touch the hearts of a lot of people, and is going to impact you in an awesome way.
That's good. I like how you said that.
That's good. There's a lot. There are a lot of good scriptures, and there's a lot of great word in here. So we just hope you guys will sit back and enjoy exactly what God wants to show you through this teaching right here.
Yes. Wide open ears and the eyes of your heart and understanding. And get a pen and paper if you
and
need
your Bible.
Your Bible. Yeah.
Or your phone or whatever you got.
If you're listening on our website, you can like pause it, you know, write the words down and then, you know, there you go from there.
Absolutely.
Make it easy.
There you go.
All right, so today we're talking about freedom. And most of the show is going to be about the United States of America. But there's freedom in Christ, so we can all learn from this.
Absolutely.
And freedom is something we, as Americans, often take for granted. Some of our fellow believers around the world are not even free enough to speak the name of Jesus. Can you believe that? It's hard to imagine for us who are so free that they can be under such
condemnation or pressure not to believe.
Yeah, not to even speak that. What have we done with this freedom we have, and how did we get to where we are today?
Interesting questions.
Yes, it is.
All right.
How about if we answer that?
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay. Well, we need to take the time to think about how it was back when our nation was just beginning. And we mentioned last time on our radio show about a movie that we were watching in our Sunday school, and it is called
Monumental,
and it's a really good movie for any of you who are wondering about the birth of America or anything like that. You need to watch this movie. It's an awesome documentary.
I was going to say, yeah, it's a documentary, not necessarily a movie, but it's narrated by Kirk Cameron, so... I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about him, but
I like him.
I thought this was a great movie or documentary, and it had a lot of great information. He goes really back far and finds out some great things about some stuff that I didn't even realize.
No, me neither. So we're going to find out a little bit about that today.
Absolutely.
All right. So it is hard for us to imagine the men and women that fought so intently for our freedom. They were outnumbered and had bleak circumstances on every side, but they had a dream in their heart of a nation that could have a freedom they had never known. So in their heart, they had a dream for something they had never experienced.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what must they have been dreaming of? What were their exact goals? Did they ever question whether they could win the battle they so heartily fought for?
Even more wonderful questions.
Well, let's just think about these people. So these people were very familiar with the Bible, and I'm sure they were standing on some of the promises of God. And actually, we got to talking about it with someone this morning from church, and it seems like they didn't probably have their own Bibles.
Right.
But, like, their pastor, if he could get his hand on a Bible or someone they trusted, they were very expensive over in England, and they were being burned, so there wasn't a whole chance to get a lot of them out there. But the ones they did get, they would have sought out earnestly. They had read about the slaves of old, and they could identify with them, since they were being held slaves, literally and figuratively. But they knew the scriptures about freedom, such as
John 8:36, and this is out of the Amplified. So if the Son makes you free, then you are unquestionably free.
I like that.
And also John 8:32 out of the NLT. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen. These people dreamt of a land where they knew they could let the Spirit of the Lord have complete freedom in their lives. And we see this in Corinthians.
Right. This is the out of the NIV, it's 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
That's good. Some of the verses were probably quite reassuring, propelling them on.
Yeah, so let's look at Proverbs 11, verse 21 out of the NIV. Be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free.
I'm sure if they knew that one, they would have enjoyed knowing that.
Oh, yeah.
The wicked will not go unpunished. That would have pushed me forward. Yes! The promise of God, looking down and sympathizing and being with them in their hard circumstances, came from the Bible in Psalms.
So Psalm 136, verses 23 to 24 out of the NIV. He remembered us in our low estate. His love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies. His love endures forever.
I like that. How long does his love endure?
Forever.
Forever. Well, these people had endured hardship after hardship, but they pressed on because they realized who they were in Christ. They knew they were free in his eyes.
Right. That's awesome. He certainly did. So Galatians 3, verse 28 out of the NLT says, there is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one. Now listen, in Christ, for you are all one in Christ.
That's right.
There is no color. He's colorblind. We're one in Christ. That just, to me, that says everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep going. Romans 3, 23 to 24 out of the New King James says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
That's right. So being justified freely by his grace. That's awesome. So, spoiler alert, we know now that they did win, and we know that many of their dreams did come to pass with our Declaration of Independence. Not everyone was on board for every item put into the document, but they did agree that this nation was to be built on the Word of God and the freedom he had so graciously shown them by getting them through the trials they faced. Our nation was founded on God and all that he is and stands for. Now, in the time of our foundations being shaken to the core, we need to look back and learn from the ones who had these dreams in the first place. Our civil liberties are being taken away at almost every level. Our nation is not as independent as it once was. We Christians are being pushed to our limits by the sin and corruption all around us. We're being tried and tested on every side. So how are we doing?
Not very well.
Doesn't seem like that. But if we are doing our part, we're standing up for our rights. And one of those rights is the right of religion. That, when it was set up, was meant to stop the government from forcing us to worship a certain way. But now we know it is being used by the government to punish us for the way we personally worship and all that we believe.
That's right. So Galatians 5, verse 13 out of the NLT says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love.
That's right. That's what we need to be doing. So what is our part in this war we're fighting for our civil liberties as Christians? Our main priority is to...
P-R-A-Y. Pray.
Pray, pray, pray. That's right. When we pray and remind God of his word, we are the ones being built up. Our faith is rising. We cannot sit back anymore and expect someone else to do something. It is our war, and we all need to fight.
And all means all.
All means all. Every single one.
Every one of us have a thing that we have to do.
God gave us special abilities, and we have a role to play in this life.
Right.
So we also need to be fighting in the polls. Every vote matters. This is a right we are privileged to have. It was a main issue that our forefathers fought for. We are not only to be on the defensive, but on the offensive more than anything. We need to stand for our beliefs and not let anyone take them or pervert them. It is true we need to love everyone, that's true, but that doesn't mean we have to condone their sin, especially when they parade it in our faces. We as Christians may not be able to understand the sin and how these people can live with these blindfolded diseases. But the Bible says...
This is 2 Peter 2, verse 19 out of the NIRV. This is a new one. It's the New International Reader's Version.
Just thought I'd trip you up there.
There you go. People are slaves to anything that controls them.
That's right. And that seems so... so much like the world today.
Absolutely it does.
It's incredible. Satan seems to have control of America right now. But we as Christians have found ourselves in a place of opposition before, haven't we? Just as we heard earlier.
Yes.
What did those men so long ago in the beginning of our nation do when they were told they could not make a nation founded on the principles of God? Did they just give up when the going was tough? Did they?
Nope.
They fought for their beliefs, for the beliefs of God.
Yes, they did.
So we are to do the same. We can't give up and give in to the sin all around us. We are to love our neighbor, but we don't have to invite them to reign over us by spewing lies and forcing us to bow down to their sinful beliefs.
Right. So Galatians 5, verse 1 out of the NIV says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery."
That's right. And if we do bow down to the sin that's all around us and to what people expect us to mold into their beliefs, you know, they're trying to get us to believe what they wrongly believe. So if we were to bow down to that.
They want us to buy into their sin is what it is.
That's right. They, you know, they really just want us to accept their sin and just let them know that it's okay. They know deep down what they're doing is sinning, but and they just want someone to tell them that it's okay to do that.
And it's not.
It's not. And that's not what we need to be saying. And sometimes by being passive on things when we should be more aggressive about them, that's just like condoning their sin.
Exactly. And the reason that this has come to this point is because the church, which is us, we have allowed this, we have allowed ourselves to be lulled to sleep, and we have allowed ourselves to not want to tell these people that it's wrong, because if we say something wrong, oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you're wrong because...
You're a hater.
You're a hater, yeah. Because, you know, we've allowed this to happen over and over and over again, and it's just become part of the church now. You know, we've come to the point where we all want to be politically correct. We don't want to tell somebody they're wrong, but they are wrong, and we've got to get out of this mindset. We've got to take a stand for what the Bible says, and until we do that, we're going to see this continue to grow. And
Fester.
This world, this America, continued to walk away from God.
That's right. That's why we need to stand up and do what we're called to do. And we see in the Bible that there was many people, such as Daniel, found in the 6th chapter. They found themselves forced to bow down and pray to someone else's God. But, as in Daniel's case, he showed the king and people that God is the one true God, and they ended up worshiping him. They ended up worshiping God.
Yes, they did.
The king had this to say when Daniel was saved from the lions.
And we're going to look at Daniel 6, verse 26 to 27 out of the NLT. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. And back then, that was something phenomenal. It was amazing.
That was a miracle.
Because they would keep these lions and not feed them for a while, knowing that they were going to throw somebody in there so that they would be hungry.
And it was a pit. I mean, it was down in a pit, and they put a stone over it. You need to read the whole story, but it's just they put a stone over it, and they left them there overnight. And
right.
And then the king went in the morning and found Daniel just came right out, and not a scar on him.
Not a mark. And then the same day, the people that accused him and tried to get, and had the king throw Daniel in there, them and their families were all thrown in it. And it even says in the word that before some of these people even hit the ground, the lions had them eating them up.
Or dead, yeah.
Yeah.
So we are to be Daniels in this nation. We need to put our trust in God and let him work through us to become the nation we once were. He had this to say in a journal entry. I've said before that one way I communicate with God is through a journal. And I write something, and then he talks back to me, and I write it down. So this is what he said about America. I blessed you in everything you did. Then the enemy came, just like with Eve, and polluted everything. Now, all that I stand for is almost gone. But you and the others like you will turn this nation around. It will be as mighty as it once was when you turn to me and seek me. Now, we may not see how this could happen right now, but if we put our complete trust in the Lord and ask him what we are to do, he will show us and help us in our time of need.
Yes, he will. So let's look at 2 Chronicles 7, verses 14 to 15 out of the NIV. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place.
That's awesome. Well, we know that he was speaking of Israel in this particular scripture, but we are his people today, and our nation was founded on his principles. So we believe this is very true for us as Christians praying for America today. This gives us a clear plan for what we can do to fight for our beliefs. Pray and seek. That doesn't mean that we only pray and expect God to do everything else. That's not how it works. We are to actively seek his face, including fighting the very real enemy in our midst. And if you want to know more about seeking God and what that all entails, we have, I think, two.
I can't remember how many. I don't know, one or two.
On the messengersradio.com website, entitled Seek. So look under that Seek and take the time and listen to it. We do need to pray, but it is time to come out of our prayer closets with our fighting gloves on. There are more people in America who do believe in God and all he stands for than people who don't. We just need to stand up and say so. Stand up and don't be ashamed of your values. You know, it's kind of like the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And that's how it's been. There are so few people in this nation who really have complete wrong intentions. There are more people in this country who do believe in God and who do want this nation to flourish. But the ones who don't are being very squeaky and getting all the noise. So we need to all stand up and have our say and get this nation back.
Amen. So this is what Jesus said in two different scriptures. First one is Luke 12, verse 8 out of the Amplified. I say to you, whoever declares openly and confesses me before men, speaking freely of me as his Lord, the Son of Man will also declarely open and confess him as one of his own before the angels of God.
Amen.
And also Matthew 10:32 as well out of the Amplified. Therefore, the one who confesses and acknowledges me before men as the Lord and Savior, affirming a state of oneness with me, that one I will also confess and acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven.
Wow, I think those are so powerful, because if any time we think, well, I just won't say I'm a Christian, or if I just don't say I do this, then, you know, I just think of Jesus standing there going, if you're not going to acknowledge me, then I'm not going to acknowledge you. And that is a big thing. We kind of want Jesus to acknowledge us before God, don't we?
Yes.
That's a good thing. We need to be just as proud of God as he is of us. So pray without ceasing, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, which is our favorite verse, as we've said before.
Family verse, that's right.
Family verse.
This is actually out of the Amplified.
Oh, we'll mix it up this time.
There you go. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is his will for you in Christ Jesus.
All right, well, we are to live a righteous life as an example to others. And as Paul tells Timothy, we need to fight the good fight of faith.
That's right. So 1 Timothy 1, verses 18 and 19 out of the Amplified. This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, so that, inspired and aided by them, you may fight the good fight in contending with false teachers, keeping your faith, leaning completely on God with absolute trust and confidence in his guidance, and have a good conscience, for some people have rejected their moral compass and have made a shipwreck of their faith.
Wow, that sounds a lot like what we're facing in our world today. I like that. No moral compass and shipwreck their faith. That sounds a lot. We may think that we are in the worst time in history, but nothing is new to God. There have been many worse times in history, in the history of the world, but there have been better times too.
So, but as we see it in Ecclesiastes 1, verses 9 through 10 out of the NLT, history merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is truly new. Sometimes people say, here is something new, but actually it is old. Nothing is ever truly new.
That's right. It's an interesting concept to think that everything we're going through right now has been gone through before.
Yep.
So I know a lot of times we think, oh, America's the worst it has ever been. How are we ever going to get back on course? But there have been bad times in history before. And I think we can kind of compare the founding of this nation, the people that did that, to the people of Israel coming out of Egypt. I think there are many similarities.
How many similarities do you think there are?
Well, I think there are a lot, but let's just do five.
Five, okay.
Five. All right, so number one, they were escaping people oppressing them.
Yes, they were.
All right, number two, they were listening to God.
They were.
That's very important.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Probably the most important one.
Probably, yeah. Number three, they were told it is impossible by the opposing nation.
Of course, they didn't want them to leave.
Of course not.
They want to keep them under oppression.
That's right. Number four, they went through trials and tribulations.
Just think about that ship. 102 pilgrims coming over on that.
On the Mayflower.
On the Mayflower. And I think I said over half of them died. After they got here.
After they got here, yeah. There's that first winter, so many of them died. It was just amazing, all the circumstances. And so many of the people in the wilderness died too.
Yes.
Yeah. And five, you want to say five?
Sure. Five? They finally got to their destined land.
Amen.
So their promised land.
Yeah. Their promised land.
After all they went through. Like I said, watch that movie. Rent it. It's amazing. I saw it. Somebody was asking me how much it was to get, and I looked on Amazon. It was 79 cents.
Wow.
For $3.99 shipping.
That's awesome.
So for less than $5, you can get a great documentary about, you know, the pilgrims.
The history of the United States.
Yeah.
We may have to get that ourselves. That sounds like a good deal. All right. Paul encourages Timothy, as the end of his life drew near, to never give up. He spelled out what we can all accomplish if we never give up.
Yeah, that sounds kind of like John Cena. So 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 out of the NIV. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, we get raptured and go to heaven, then I just want to say, hallelujah.
We made it.
So we need to put our battle gear on. And we need to go out and oppose the devil and his schemes. Let's fight for America and take back the nation it was meant to be. We can do that.
We can.
We can. We will do that. We will do that. All right. So let's talk about this season that we're in. Today is October 30th of 2016. November 8th. Of 2016 is the last day to vote for the presidential election. You may not like either candidate, but you need to get out and vote. I cannot tell you who to vote for, but you need to vote your ethics. We as Christians need to think about our values. Are we okay with killing babies and letting the sanctity of marriage be distorted? Are you okay with that?
No.
I'm not okay with that. The candidates are pretty clear on where their hearts lie on these issues and others. Your vote does matter. When you decide not to vote, it is like voting for the person who has the majority of people, and that may not be the one you want to vote for. If it is the person you want to vote for, then go to the polls and vote for that person. This is a right that we need to keep doing now, because there may come a day when we can't do it anymore. Make your voice heard, but I would encourage you to find out where the candidates stand on the important issues and not just how they look or what you see on Facebook or what you hear on the news, especially what you hear on the news. But there are places on websites you can go and look just at the party platforms, what those candidates stand for. I would encourage you to find out that information from them before you vote. And vote your morals means you need to know what the candidate will fight for during their presidency. So we're going to trust God.
Yes.
We're going to pray.
Yes.
And we're going to vote.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us for this episode. Many of you are not involved in this election, or are listeners in other countries. We want you to remember that people were willing to stand up to oppression and seek and follow God, and they succeeded.
Yes, they did.
He will always rescue you from any circumstance when you open your heart and let Him lead and guide you.
Amen.
Amen. So now it's your turn.
That's my turn. So this would not be an episode of The Messengers if we did not give you, the listener out there, the choice to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior if you have never done so. So choosing to receive Jesus really, honestly, is the most important decision that you will ever make in your entire life.
Ever.
Right.
Ever.
So don't take my word for it. This is what God's word says. It's Romans 10, verses 9 through 10. And it says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and will believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And if you skip a couple lines down to Romans 10:13, it says, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
I love that. And it's a promise.
If you have not called upon the name of the Lord, this is for you. If you have not placed your faith and trust in him. So by grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. You just need to do one of two things, or two things. You need to believe. Both, yeah, you need to believe, and you need to receive what God has for you. So if you're ready to do that, I would like for you to pray this out loud. Let these words come out of your mouth and let them come from your heart, really, honestly, truly believing this. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
In the very moment that you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word will instantly come to pass in your spirit. And that means that this is a new you. Yay. And you have been born again. So we would encourage you that if you just prayed that and you really honestly believed it from your heart, you need to get into the word. You need to start reading the Bible to find out what the word says about you. Yes. And it will speak to you if you will honestly read it with an open heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you continue to read and grow and understand who you are in Christ. Because if you do not, the devil will come against you almost instantly after you pray that to try to make you think that what you just prayed made no meaning. It had nothing to do with anything. He wants you to not believe in God.
That's right.
So
he will work hard to make sure you don't. But when you said that prayer and it came from your heart, everything changed.
Yes, it did. Yeah. In fact, if you were born again, that means that your spirit has been made 100% righteous and
perfect.
Pure and perfect. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, if you have just prayed that, we would encourage you, get in touch with us. If you need us to help you in any way with materials or in anything like that to help you grow, we would love to help you. So go to themessengersradio.com and click on that contact form. You can either, at the top, email Trisha or myself individually, or if you will fill that form out below, it'll go to both of us at the same time. And we'd love to help you in any way.
Yes, we would.
So
we would also love to hear from you. If you guys have any questions you want answered or anything you want us to look into and search out for you and do in an episode or something, we would love to hear any of that. We would also love to hear any joyful news or praise reports or prayer requests that you have. We'd love to help you in any of those areas.
That's
you
right.
Can reach us on our website, themessengersradio.com, or on Facebook.
Messengers Radio.
Messengers Radio. And you can just get in touch with us either of those ways, and we will get back to you.
Or if you go to Messengers Radio at the top right, you can just click on the Facebook icon, and it'll take you right there.
Oh.
And like us.
Well, that's nice.
We have a Twitter one up there also, and a Google Plus, but we don't really do anything with either one of those. Uh-huh. We have the accounts, but you're supposed to do something with them, so hopefully they're still there.
Hope so. All right.
So we love you guys.
We love you.
Until next episode.
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Messengers Radio program. Don't forget to visit our website at themessengersradio.com. Listen to us on TFH Radio at tfhpeople.com and check us out on Facebook at Messengers Radio.